Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gloria Loring on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Marcia Mason, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is November 9th, 2010, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Joanne Kubasek. Thanks again for coming back and hanging out with us for a little while. Tomorrow night, the premiere of USA's one and only Psych returns. Psychos, as they call them, the fans of the show, have been waiting a long time for the return of Sean and Gus. So we are excited to have on the show today. In just a few minutes, he'll be calling in special guest star Cary Elwes. Cary Elwes is an acclaimed actor from theater to film to television. And just a couple of his credits, Kiss the Girls, Liar Liar, Robin Hood Men in Tights. If you haven't seen any of these movies with Cary in them, I suggest you go check them out. Get them on Netflix or in your Redbox or Blockbuster or wherever. They're definitely worthwhile seeing. And most recently, he reprised his character as Dr. Lawrence Gordon in the Saw horror movie series. He's in the Saw 3D movie, which is the final Saw movie, so you can catch him in that also. So for all of you horror movie buffs out there that pay attention to the Saw series, he was Dr. Lawrence Gordon. And he reprised his role in that movie for the final movie of the series. So make sure you check that out. It's an interesting movie that started out with just about $1 million, a little over $1 million in their budget. And to date, it's grossed more than $520 million, which is insane, to watch The Jigsaw Killer. So make sure you check that out. Excuse me. Psych, as I said, is premiering tomorrow night on the USA Network. And in honor of the 20th anniversary of the series that inspired a widespread cult following, viewers will be treated to a Twin Peaks-inspired episode on December 1st. So make sure you check that out. It was written, co-written by James Rodet and Bill Callahan. And the guest starring appearances by show originals from Twin Peaks, Sherilyn Fenn, Cheryl Lee, Dan Ashbrook, Robin Lively, Lenny Von Dolan, and Katherine Coulson. Songstress Julie Cruz, who performed music from the original series, will also perform the Psych theme song. So that should be pretty interesting. I love Psych the show, but I didn't realize what a fan following that it had, where they actually go to the college towns and go to different colleges and make appearances. They're also, this season, they will introduce the all-new Club Psych program along with several completely new digital experiences. If that's not enough, fan favorites Psych Outs will return with all-new songs and outtakes, providing hours of fun. So you can go to usanetwork.com and you can watch full episodes, you can watch outtakes. There will be a Psych Interactive Office where fans can discover games and pretzel slingers and take a look inside Sean's snack drawer. So it's a fun website, and they've got some stuff coming up, so I suggest you guys go and check that out. In just a minute or so, Cary Elwes, who will be guest starring on Psych tomorrow, the season premiere episode, is going to be joining me. He's going to be reprising his role as the elusive art thief, Pierre Despereau, and I'd like to say welcome to the incredibly handsome and talented Mr. Cary Elwes. Welcome to Stardish Radio, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Cary, it's an honor to have you here. I'm such a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about Pierre Despereau.
Pierre Despereau is an international art thief who... In this episode, we pick up with him incarcerated in a Canadian prison, and he uses Gus and Sean to escape in order to find out who has been framing him for murders he didn't commit. And it's a wonderful show. I don't know. Have you ever watched the show? Have you?
Yes, I have. I love the show.
Yeah. It's a great show, isn't it?
Yes, it
really
is. It's something completely different, and
completely
the chemistry.
Completely different. There's nothing like it on television. Nothing like it.
The chemistry between James Roday and Dulé Hill is amazing. The way their
it's
characters
unbelievable.
Interact.
It's even more exciting in person. I can tell you, the two of them are just they're hysterical. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Hysterical.
Well, now I'm having Dulé Hill on the show tomorrow to talk about this episode.
Great.
So you want to give me a little dirt? Give me a little inside dirt on Dulé Hill.
I'll tell you. No. I have no dirt. I don't dish dirt. But I'll tell you one thing: a lot of people may not know about him is he's an incredible tap dancer.
Really?
And in order to, you know, when we're standing around with nothing to do between takes or setups, he goes into his little routines that he has, and he's extraordinary. He's just incredibly gifted, multi-gifted human being. And, you know, it's great because everybody pretty much stops what they're doing. Well, most of the crew have seen it a lot, but certainly guest stars are usually stopped in their tracks to watch Dulé's incredible fancy footwork.
That's magnificent. I can imagine that would just be mesmerizing for him to just be standing there and break out into a little tap.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, now, after the first episode, if people didn't know, that Pierre Despereaux was making a return, he eluded the police for some time only to be caught by these two quirky characters. So... Tell us how you brought him, you used them to come back to break out of jail, but tell us how we ended off in the first episode you were in and then how it leads into this one.
In the first episode, he was obviously caught and sent to prison. And we pick up literally from there where Gus and Sean are invited by Despereaux to come visit him in prison. And... like I said, he uses them to break out. And it's a very fun role for me to play. He's this suave, debonair, international art thief. And, he, you know, Despereaux is very fond of Sean and Gus. And he likes to toy with them, you know. And I think in a strange way, they enjoy being, I don't think Gus so much, but Sean kind of enjoys being toyed with by Despereaux, you know.
You know who the three of you remind me of, or the two, it wasn't the third person in this movie, but it just, the dynamic reminds me of, you ever see the movie Midnight Run with Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro?
Sure.
Robert De Niro
was
so
movie.
Aggravated with Charles Grodin, but he was just this, you know, he toyed with him and he did that, and it that chemistry just reminds me of you guys.
Yes. Thank you. Well, that's a very nice compliment because that's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, just for everybody to know, USA Network, the season premiere of Psych airs tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings. But I want to touch a minute on the Saw film franchise.
Yes.
Saw really got started with just a little over $1 million in their budget and to date made a gross amount of over $520 million. Have you, when you got that script, did you say, oh, this is going to be one of those cult following movies, or did you ever imagine that it would turn out to be the way that it is?
That's a good question. You know, you never know how a film that you're making is going to turn out. You obviously, everyone goes into the project with high hopes and everybody works hard to try and make that project a success. And you just never know. You never know. They say in Hollywood there are three films that you make. There's the script that you get, there's the film that you shoot, and then there's the film that's edited, you know? And so you can never tell. From an acting standpoint, you're never sure once you've finished shooting how the film's going to turn out. You just hope and pray that the director and the editor really have figured it out. And for us, it was a complete surprise. We had no idea. Like you said, we made it for under $1 million. We shot it in 18 days. You know, we were shooting, I think between 12 to 15 pages of dialogue a day. And we were just plowing through it and hoping for the best. And honestly, it was this incredible phenomenon where it just took off, and the fans have been obviously very, very loyal. And I really have them to thank for the success of the series and for bringing Dr. Gordon back. They campaigned quite heavily to bring him back. you know.
That's amazing. I have to be honest and say that I'm creeped out by horror movies, and I'm creeped out by that jigsaw face. Like, I can't tell you, I got to turn every time I see it. But the more clips that I see of it, I kind of want to watch it because it seems like a thinking person's kind of horror movie. But
well, it is. It is, and I think that's why we never talk down to the fans. It really is an intelligent horror film, and the violence isn't really, you know, just completely gratuitous. It really has some plot and twist to it that require the audience to participate in using their brains, you know?
Well, I take that's going to be a DVD watch for me. I'll have to watch all of them in order to watch it. But
not in 3D TV soon. Right?
Oh, I know, right? Well, usually with these 3D movies, they throw in the glasses. So hopefully, you know, they'll throw in the glasses for me when I get it. But I will be watching Psych tomorrow night on USA to see your return as Pierre Despereaux, as well as every other, as they call them, psych outs of the fans of this show. So, Carrie, it's been an honor to have you on the show, and I really appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Everyone, Carrie Ellis, make sure you check him out tomorrow night on the season premiere of Psych on USA, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings. And also, as I mentioned, go check out some of other movies that Carrie has done. Robin Hood, Men in Tights. I mean, just look him up. He's done so much stuff that when you see it, you just, it's amazing. I can't go on and on enough about him. We only got a couple seconds left, but just go check him out. Check out stardishradio.net. For our next guest lineup, we have Dulay Hill tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, so make sure you come back for that. Again, thank you to the magnificent Carrie Ellis for stopping by to dish a little bit with us. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Hey, this is Nathan Kress on Stardish Radio.